Every year, companies worldwide burn through $3 trillion on failed IT projects alone. That's not a typo. Trillion with a T. It's more than the entire GDP of France, vanishing into the black hole of botched initiatives, abandoned rollouts, and strategic plans that never left the PowerPoint deck. Yet, here's what's fascinating. The problem isn't lack of effort or intelligence. Walk into any Fortune 500 company, and you'll find brilliant minds working themselves to exhaustion on projects destined to fail. The culprit? A fundamental disconnect between the people dreaming up strategy and those actually building it. Strategic planners envision organizational futures without understanding implementation requirements, while project managers execute without strategic context. It's like architects designing skyscrapers without consulting engineers, beautiful blueprints that collapse under their own weight. The chasm between strategy and execution stems from personality differences that separate thinkers from doers. Project managers rarely attend strategic planning sessions. Organizations treat strategic planning as isolated, rather than integrating three critical elements: strategic planning, quality project management, and effective leadership. Without any component, efforts crumble. Effective planning requires a balanced team of 10 to 12 individuals, senior managers, board members, rising talent, and crucially, a project management expert who understands realistic budgets and can break objectives into actionable portfolios. Team members must feel equal voice, with leaders stepping back from dominating conversations. The process should include SWOT analysis, measurement baselines, and competitive benchmarking. Consider Hyundai's entry strategy: low-priced cars with high quality, backed by a 100,000-mile warranty that transformed perception from cheap to high value. Planning frequently fails when meetings devolve into resource battles rather than directional decisions. When planning becomes about distributing money instead of setting strategy, it breeds resentment and damages morale. The solution? Bring project management expertise into strategic planning while ensuring project managers understand the strategic context of their work. A true project manager leads teams to accomplish major initiatives, breaking down work, managing budgets and schedules, and reporting results. Unfortunately, the title now applies to clerical staff managing tasks, checklist managers, and order facilitators. Organizations worsen this by hiring based on technical expertise rather than project management mastery. Key interview questions expose unqualified candidates. Asking about failed projects reveals dishonesty. 80% falsely claim they've never had one, while planning questions should mention work breakdown structures and network diagrams. A 2014 Gallup poll found executives hire the wrong person 82% of the time, leaving less than 30% of employees working to their potential. Only 18% of leaders are engaging leaders who inspire teams, yet they generate 48% of organizational profit. The best project managers combine servant leadership with relationship building that creates employee buy-in, higher morale, and productive teams with minimal turnover. The work breakdown structure stands as the most crucial planning tool, yet less than 10% of projects begin with one. Instead, project managers jump straight to Gantt charts without properly breaking down work, an approach that's beyond ridiculous. Using a deck replacement project as example, the proper approach breaks work into increasingly smaller components. First, milestones: designing, removing old deck, obtaining materials, constructing infrastructure, building surface, adding rails, then work packages, and finally, activities. This systematic breakdown allows accurate estimation of time and costs, forming the foundation for all subsequent planning. Without it, budgeting becomes guesswork and resource allocation becomes impossible. The WBS defines what must be done, by whom, when, and at what cost, creating clarity where there would otherwise be confusion. When combined with a network diagram showing dependencies, the WBS becomes even more powerful, determining which activities must precede others and which can run simultaneously. The critical path through this network defines project duration, with any delay to activities on this path extending the timeline. However, focusing solely on the critical path misses crucial risks. All paths need monitoring, as delays in non-critical activities can still impact the project if they exceed available slack. Most project budgets begin with management guesswork rather than proper analysis. Nearly 80% of budgets are determined by executives picking numbers that seem reasonable, capturing only 40% of true costs. Complete budgets must include non-productive time, staff meetings, initiation costs, the project manager's time, risk factors, recruitment, training, and incentives. Consider capacity planning. Studies show only 39 to 50% of available work time is productive, with the rest lost to breaks and distractions. About 20% of paid time isn't worked at all due to vacations and holidays. Combined, team members are productive only 30% of the time. To create realistic budgets, divide work estimates by 0.3. Meetings aren't overhead, they're direct costs. For 30 team members meeting 2 hours weekly over 50 weeks, meetings alone cost $150,000. Project managers often omit their own costs, a painful lesson when funds run out early. Traditional management calculates expected monetary value of risk, but ignores time delays. Both must be included. For our DEC project, the traditional approach yields an $18,985 budget. After incorporating realistic factors, the budget becomes $79,920, over 4 times higher. This difference explains why traditional budgets rarely succeed. Traditional scheduling methods, work breakdown structure, time estimation, network diagrams, and Gantt charts fail in practice for several reasons. Capacity planning must adjust estimates to reflect actual productive time, not theoretical availability. Meeting time must be explicitly added. For our DEC replacement, 4 people meeting 30 minutes weekly equals 1 8-hour day per month, expanding the project from 81 to 85 days. Fast tracking should be used proactively during planning by questioning whether dependencies are mandatory or discretionary. In one case study, a 2-day design meeting where teams named all data elements and middle-tier objects upfront eliminated sequential development dependencies, enabling simultaneous work that reduced project duration from 170 to 82 days and cut costs from $816,000 to $393,600. Creating an optimal schedule requires identifying flexibility by calculating slack through forward and backward passes. The critical path has zero slack. Any delay there delays the entire project. For other paths, the difference between early and late dates represents flexibility for training, time off, or scheduling adjustments. This revolutionary approach transforms organizational understanding of project costs and decision-making. By integrating strategic planning with project management, developing comprehensive budgets, creating realistic schedules that incorporate meetings and risk, and balancing traditional and agile methodologies, organizations can dramatically improve success rates from 30% to over 80%. The future lies in synthesizing the best elements of each approach, combining the structure and accountability of traditional methods with the flexibility and incremental delivery of agile practices. For banks evaluating loans, this provides realistic budgets and weekly progress reports, enabling early intervention when problems emerge. For government agencies, it establishes reasonable budgets and transparent dashboards for taxpayers to monitor spending. Success demands fundamental cultural changes, implementing robust portfolio management systems, establishing project management offices as centers of excellence, and investing in continuous training. This transformation creates a future where projects consistently deliver on promises, adapt to changing conditions, and provide measurable business value, turning the tide on project failure one initiative at a time.